Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
There are four, no, there are five, by the way, large, unmarked, and unopened plastic bags of tortilla chips in the station kitchen area. Their origin and time of arrival is unknown.
Sports Talk Saturday.
If you've never smoked and you've only tried one maybe spoiled bag of tortilla chips, you might only pay $20 a month for health insurance.
On WGR.
Be like Lou. He's on bag number two.
Sports Radio 550.
Welcome into the weekend. Sports Talk Saturday rolling around with you here. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly. On a beautiful Saturday.
We're in the good weather now.
Okay, so here's the thing. It was never really that big of a deal to me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get what you get. The people that were worried about it or like complaining about it overly of like, yeah, June's not acting like June. It's only 1 week of it. We'll be okay.
Yeah. Well, for the foreseeable future, you're mid to high 70s, low 80s.
No, ready? We're here.
Yeah.
This past week was this past week. That is what it is. What happened, happened.
We do have an unhealthy air quality for sensitive groups today, just so you know. Just putting that public service announcement out there.
First of all, that's because...
It's all hazy from those wildfires up in Canada.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. And, you know... I'm you want the smoke from Canada? Now you got it.
Okay. Yeah.
I love any of our Canadian listeners.
Aren't you
I
part hope that Canadian? They're
okay. Yes. Mm. But, you know, that little feud that was going on with the Four Nations tournament and all the political landscape and all that. Yeah, there's my saltiness for you. But for the second straight day, I have a donut problem.
Okay. There's so many donut problems you've had, I feel like.
Why do you have back-to-back days with donut problems, Derek? Maybe eat something healthier. here's the key. It's that I didn't eat any of them. National Donut Day was yesterday, correct?
It was.
Correct or no?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
There were how many boxes, Evan, of donuts out there in the break room?
Like five, it looked like.
And they were five dozen. So about 60 donuts are out there.
Man.
I take one, wrap it in the wax paper, and put it in the fridge. Mm-hmm. Knowing I'm not eating it yesterday because I bought some donuts to share with everyone myself.
Yeah, that how did that feel? Walking in.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I could have used that money today because... I come walking in for my donut that I put away in the fridge.
Yeah, all excited, clamoring for a donut that's not stale.
Yeah, it's not a stale donut, by the way.
You don't have to embrace the crunch.
That's why I put it in the fridge. I'm like, I'm not doing what I did last time.
Nope.
And it's gone. Friday into Saturday. If anyone that works in an office and has a fridge, like a community fridge, you all know there's nobody here.
No. I mean, there are
people
here.
But still, I have a problem with. How did my donut disappear?
The sanctity of the fridge was infringed upon.
In the 24 hours that I stored the donut and walked back in here, it is gone. Am I making a first world problem out of this? Yes.
Yeah.
Only because back-to-back days I had donut problem.
Well,
it's not a big problem. Am I really all that better off with the donut or without it?
The second day donut problem is definitely more of a problem.
It's weird. That's all it is. That's just my life. And you know what? Nothing.
I think we need to educate on fridge etiquette.
Zach Jones and I share a very similar sentiment at this point. At this point, nothing in my life is sacred enough that I wouldn't be willing to share it just to try to entertain all of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If there is misfortune cast upon me, I am okay with everyone laughing
at me for
it. Best
bet it's coming out. Yeah.
Because then that makes me look better about it.
Can laugh at yourself. That's the
thing. Yeah. And if you want to join me in laughing at me too, like, get in line. Let's go. Mm-hmm. It's okay. My life is a joke. Not in the self-depreciating way of like.
No, you're actually just really sad inside.
It's more or less just like, this would happen.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But it's also because I present it that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had two donut problems.
I had a donut problem yesterday.
I had a donut
problem today.
Donut debate. Funnily enough, out of nowhere on National Donut Day. Like, we did not know it was. It was mm-hmm. the National Donut Day Eve. That's what this was. That's when this happened.
Right.
Someone pulled up a picture of a chocolate, glazed chocolate donut. I'm not talking about, like, the chocolate icing on a regular donut.
You're talking
donut.
About the little, like, you know, like.
Like a bit, if you will.
Yes,
I'm not going to say
a little
say
donut
the,
hole.
Yep, the donut hole. The chocolate one. And they pulled up a picture of, you know, what they advertise here. Paula's Donuts, right? Mm-hmm. The big circular donut.
That's a donut hole, yes.
They said, oh, this chocolate donut, it's not dark brown. Chocolate donuts, they're the color black. I was like, that's false.
That's unequivocally false.
What are we doing here? And then I was in the minority in a group of friends. I was getting tag teamed. It was bad. Like
that. Joe, you need new friends, or your friends need new eyeballs.
I got turned on like I was the alien for saying that a chocolate donut is brown. I feel like that's standard procedure. I feel like everybody knows that.
Put it on the poll. Is a chocolate donut brown?
Don't actually do that. No, that probably wouldn't be great.
Don't actually do that. But I don't want our IQ questioned.
It just turned into me just getting turned on by everybody. Because apparently I'm wrong, but everyone else I pulled outside of that group, pretty much the consensus was, yes, you are correct. Chocolate donut.
Who would have thought that donuts would start arguments or create problems?
Mm-hmm. And start off a sports talk show. I mean, that's something. Oh, I mean, it has happened, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, this isn't the first time we started with a donut
thing.
No,
those were technically punchkis, though.
Yes, they were.
So is a punchki a donut? That's the poll that goes up for the day. Is a punchki considered a donut?
I don't want to be accused of being uncultured.
But anyway, aside from the donuts now, I have a brain breaker for you.
Okay. I'm kind of scared.
My grandma pointed this out to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It blew my mind. I'm gonna read you a proper sentence. I'm gonna read you a sentence. You know it's proper now that I just said that. Mm-hmm. But I want you to tell me, Evan, you can chime in on this too if you want, because this is interesting. I'm gonna read you a sentence. I want you to tell me if it's proper or not.
Okay. Oh God, I remember this now from a couple days ago.
Buffalo, 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 buffalo. Is that a proper sentence?
You just said buffalo 8 times.
I did.
That's not.
There are 3 definitions. You have the proper.
Three?
You have the proper noun in the city, the noun in the animal, the bison, and then you have the verb to bully or intimidate when you buffalo someone.
I wish we had the cameras right now, because the amount of like red that is now in my face from like how as a society have we lived this long
to figure out buffalo 8 times in a row is actually a complete sentence.
No, we broke it. Go back. Go back.
It goes proper noun.
We messed up somewhere. Go back.
Proper noun. Verb. Proper noun. When you break it down in the tree. Yes. Yeah. Buffalo 8 times is a complete sentence.
No.
Yeah. It is. It English language rules. Buffalo 8 times.
Well, English language rules. The English language is
gotta,
dumb.
We got to go back. We screwed up somewhere.
Yeah.
Somebody stepped on the wrong branch going through time travel, and we got Buffalo 8 times as a sentence.
Yeah.
Not everything needs.
That's not the wrong branch. That's phenomenal. Put that on a shirt. Buffalo
Why'd
8
you
times.
Have to hurt my brain. Buffalo to this the eighth early power. In the show.
It's 11-11 and you're trying to destroy us.
Make a wish.
I wish I never heard that sentence.
Mm. Mm. It's you got to admit it's pretty interesting. Like no. The fact that that 8 times not, in a row is a sentence is astonishing.
Not everything needs a doctorate study. That is proof of that. Not everything needs a doctorate.
I'm just going to spit that sentence out a few times in the show today. Just
no.
8 times. Rip. Buffalo, 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 buffalo.
You want to know how I know you're not going to do it? Because the several times that you hinted that this might be a thing that you talk about today, mm-hmm. you said it only 7 times. I counted.
Yeah. I just said it 8 because I counted. So I got it right. I got it right on the day. Okay. Got it right on the day.
I wish we had the cameras right now because we screwed up a society. We got to go back. Find that moment. We got to find that moment.
I think the people in Pittsburgh are having the same eureka moment right now. We got to go back because Aaron Rodgers is now their quarterback.
Well,
so
they set themselves
Buffalo
up.
Buffalo to the eighth power is equivalent to Aaron Rodgers being your NFL
Buffalo,
quarterback.
That's a better term right there. Buffalo to the eighth power.
How do you – is there like, you know, cubed, squared? Like what is to the eighth power? Is there like a slang term for that like that?
A slang term for that?
I don't know how to put that.
You're like, what you're looking for there is
Buffalo octoed or something like that. Like I don't know. Am I just stupid? Ready? I don't do math in public on purpose.
I don't
90%
think slang was the word you were looking for. You were looking for the mathematical term.
Yes, maybe mathematical slang instead of to the eighth power, or it might just be to the eighth power. But again, for these reasons, I do not do math in public. I don't normally put myself out like that.
Oh, remember the friends put me in therapy joke.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to navy blue, just start whispering that into the mic. But yeah, Buffalo 8 times a sentence.
Your navy blue uniform is just going to have Buffalo 8 times in a row?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a custom uniform idea, and I love it.
No, yep. I hate that I did that for you.
Yep. Going to make a helmet. The red helmets are going to have Buffalo to the 8th power on the side of it.
That's on me. That's on me. That's my fault, everyone, and I'm sorry.
Dug your own grave, now you got to lay in it.
I'll go face first. All right. So, nonsense out of the way.
Mm-hmm. We got it out.
I was going to say the brain teaser, but then you went and did that, and our brains are now destroyed. They're not teased. There's a lot that happened, though, over these past couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Most importantly, the finals in the NBA and the NHL gave us some game ones and game two now, where they have outright apologized to us for the lack of long series in the conference finals.
Talk about delivering on all aspects of the game.
Currently delivering, hey, the best teams are the best teams, and here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Because the conference finals, outside of the Knicks of all teams, nobody really put up a fight.
Yes.
Canes went out in 5. Stars went out in 5. Timberwolves went out in 5. Most of those games in those 3 series were not close.
Mm-hmm.
And in the NHL in particular, we got a backdoor sweep and a gentleman's sweep.
Yes. Yeah.
And again, most of those wins from our Stanley Cup contestants, they went going away handily. Game 2 last night was electric. The first period was incredible. 5 goals in the first 20 minutes. Double overtime, 5-4 victory. Brad Marchand had 3 different times in overtime that he could have won it before he won it.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was fantastic in the extra frames.
Yeah.
And the McDavid played a Draisaitl in the first period on that power play.
Mm-hmm. That's why a lot of people are rooting for Edmonton, by the way. I've come to find out.
It's because he's a fun hockey player to watch.
Yeah.
And I suppose that part is where Tim Murray was right. He just shouldn't have said it all with his chest as loudly and aggressively as he did. That was the problem. Well, that and his drafting acumen outside of the number two overall pick.
Yeah. Not great.
But McDavid is incredible. Draisaitl is there. They have depth this year. Corey Perry scores with 17 seconds left. Perry, who has been one of their better secondary scorers on this team in the playoffs at 40 years old, making that kind of play. First of all, he's the one that kicks it up the boards for Walman to get that point shot clean. And then he's the one that finds that rebound and cashes it in.
Mm-hmm.
So you're seeing Corey Perry, who is one of these much maligned players right now in the finals.
Right.
It's the Corey Perry challenge. You get a team that signs Corey Perry, you're going to the cup final. You're losing, but you're going.
Yeah, you're punching your ticket.
You're punching your ticket, but you're going to lose ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas had him. Tampa had him.
Oh.
Florida had him.
What a... Oh, I don't like that.
No, Florida didn't have him. Sorry, excuse me. But then Edmonton got him.
So that's not good. Edmonton could change it. Change the narrative right now.
Mm-hmm.
Looking on the surface of this, the way it looks now, I would predict Game 7. I think that should be the favorite right now. Like if you had
this
to,
is
if
going
you had
six
a bet
or seven.
On how Has many to. Games it would go, I think to 7. There's no that's they're so competitive, and I know it's 2 games in. Like anything can really happen, but double overtime, overtime,
Montreal.
They split the series. Like you have a little bit of a base here to look at and say, okay, the 2 best teams in hockey, they're definitely going to duke it out. Well, they're going to have their day. They're going to have their day. I think it's going to come down to Game 7. If I had a bet, I would bet Game 7.
Yeah, he has lost a cup final, by the way, Perry. He's lost a cup final with Dallas, Montreal, Tampa, and Edmonton.
Oh, last year with Edmonton, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And these are in the last 6 years.
That's not a great record.
It's tough.
At least he's been there, though. Like, is it like Bills 90s Super Bowl? Like, yeah, they've been there. Like, how do you look at that? Is that more of... It's the same conversation we had about Rory McIlroy, right? He finally did it. Finally got the Infinity Gauntlet of golf, all the stones. Took him 11 years to do it, though, as opposed to everybody else. It took 1 or 3.
He did spend a season waywardly with Chicago.
Oh. So he had a reboot year, pretty much?
Well, he got traded to Edmonton, actually. So, like, he signed with Chicago, then he gets traded to Edmonton, loses the cup final.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, Perry has been this strange case. Losing 4 Stanley Cup finals with 4 different teams.
It was a Maloko. Evil eye.
And it's even more interesting because Perry won a Stanley Cup in his second season.
So he got there, won.
He got there.
But
was a core second line contributor as a kid with Ryan Getzlaff.
Gotcha.
And Bobby Ryan.
But since then has not been able to replicate.
And since then, it was also a lot of Anaheim's failures within the postseason with that group. But yeah, it's that the COVID bubble, the first time around with Dallas, he gets there, they lose. To Tampa. He goes to Montreal, the All-Canadian division. Montreal comes out of it. They lose the cup final to Tampa. He then signs... with Tampa, who loses.
Oh, my God. So he just skips around. That's crazy.
That was to Colorado.
He really is the evil eye at that point.
Yep. Then he's in Tampa the next year. They're out in the first round. Signs with Edmonton. Or no, excuse me. Signs with Chicago. Gets traded to Edmonton. Loses to Florida.
Not great.
And now, trying to get back there for another one. If you lose five straight Stanley Cup finals, man, Bills fans can already relate to you.
They can relate to you. I don't like that. What is his career at that point? He's just a Stanley Cup choker, but it's a team sport, so you can't really call him
that. You got to think about this. This is the last 6 years of his career, or last 5 years, I should say, of his career.
How old is he?
He's 40.
Oh, okay. You're right. Yeah.
You're playing from 34 on. You're not considered a key contributor at that point, especially when you've bounced from team to team. So it all makes sense.
It does, but also that's a narrative that unfortunately follows you around well after you're done playing hockey.
I don't think people are burying Corey Perry if he loses five straight Stanley Cup finals.
I just think it'd be a funny sports stat that'll come up every so often.
It is a trivia answer to tell you the truth.
But like there will be a sports like trivia game, like the cards and everything like that at some point.
But this postseason, he's got 8 goals. He is damn well trying
to
make sure that that changes this time around. And that's kind of funny because that's almost as many as his past 3 postseasons combined.
Really?
He had 6-2-1 these last 3 years.
So he's actually lighting it up this last year. So
that's the thing. He is actually playing really well here. And
at 40, he's being a contributor.
At 40, he's a solid, steady, secondary contributor on an Oilers team that boasts Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and Evan Bouchard. Nugent Hopkins is still doing his thing.
At the end of the day, you understand why teams sign him, though. The depth piece with a lot of experience, especially in these big moments like this.
Yes.
Like, that was when Alex Tuck came to Buffalo. That was a selling point for him, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, he's been there. He's been to the dance with Vegas. Like, that's huge. You want that
on
your
team. And even then, Alex Tuck's career has not been Corey Perry's.
No.
Perry has been, for a majority of his career, seen as a top-end player in the National Hockey League with Anaheim.
Mm-hmm. But I understand him getting picked up by these teams because they're like, oh, he's been here.
But Edmonton has a lot of people like this. Like, Perry is not necessarily what I'd call a likable player. He's got a little bit of a pesty style to him sometimes, agitating a little bit with his skill game, being part of it as well. Sometimes dirty in his later stages. But there's Perry, though. Five straight Stanley Cup finals. You can't come away with 0 of them, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Skinner. Experiences the playoffs for the first time. If they win, his name is on the cup because he's played a playoff game. Those are the rules of eligibility. McDavid, obviously, and Draisaitl, the combination that those two have, people want to see them win the cup. What's in their way? Florida, a team that has a lot of old school hockey personified within them. From its leader in Matthew Tkachuk, or should I say, its leader as a face in Matthew Tkachuk.
Mm-hmm.
Sasha Barkov does things a lot more quietly as the leader, but he is their captain. Tkachuk is seen as their emotional leader.
Yeah.
And then you've got Barkov. You've got Aaron Ekblad. You've got these contributors who've been with Florida for a long time, and then there's Tkachuk, who is a newer piece. But they've had nothing but success since he stepped in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the guy that I am getting really sick of right now, and that's Sam Bennett.
Yeah. He's...
To play such a physical game as Bennett does,
to NHL
see him
hits.
Falling onto goaltenders the way that he has been these first 2 games of the series...
That's a little grimy, I think, falling onto
It's absolutely
goaltender.
Grimy.
Yeah, I don't like that.
He's going to get $10 million a year from a team simply because they don't want him... injuring their goaltenders.
Right. It's more of an insurance policy for their goalie that it won't happen to
them. That's the added perk of getting Sam Bennett at this point. He's going to up his check because, I don't want him hurting my goalies or my players at this point. Might just be smarter to sign him and hope that he still produces at the high level that he's showing in this postseason.
Yeah.
Bennett screams cap casualty in 4 years.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
Because his physical styles are what tend to disintegrate fastest in a long-term contract when you get past 30. That is why I'm terrified of the idea of Sam Bennett, but I understand it. If it's a short-term deal, if it's a 4-year deal, I'll take Sam Bennett.
Right, as long as it's not a long-term signing.
If it's 7 at 10 per, I'm going to sound like an idiot. Because I'm going to say this is a bad contract. This is a bad contract. I don't like this. And then everyone else is going to be like, this is Sam Bennett. Dude's a Stanley Cup champion. He's got a physical style that the Sabres are lacking. What are you talking about? So I'm going to look like a moron. Me.
and we'll see how that folds out.
Well, one fun fact, you mentioned names on the cup. Common player names that could make their first appearance on the Stanley Cup. Connor with Brown and McDavid.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Jones with the Panthers. And then Trent with Trent Frederick.
Oh, those are just names that have they ever...
They've never been on the cup. Believe it or not.
There's not a Connor.
Connor, Seth, or Trent have never been on the cup. So this that could be the first appearance.
All right.
So.
All right. There we go. There's your fun fact there.
I saw that. I was like, that's interesting. Connor's not on the cup. I feel like that out of all of them, that should be.
Yes. So there's been plenty in the NHL, though. Pete DeBoer also got fired. We'll talk with Jonah Javad out in Dallas in the next hour. So at the top of the hour, I should say, talking about that as well as NBA finals, because I know that Jonah knows ball, and we can ask him about plenty of there as well here. Tons of donut problems, lots of hockey to go over, and anything else here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer and Joe Calley. We'll be back in a sec.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Drysdale, back out for a shot by Ekholm, missed the net. Ahead for Marchand, moving in on Skinner. Marchand is in, he scores! Marchand wins game two for the Panthers in double overtime!
Brad Marchand. Marchand. You hear it pronounced very different ways all the time.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about NHL names, I feel like every announcer
can say it differently.
Even
though there's a piece of paper at your desk
that phonetically spells it out.
Yes.
And all that. That was even the question about Kekalainen.
No, that one's pretty easy.
But everyone's like worried, like, is it Kekalainen? Like, is that like what are they actually gonna do? I haven't heard him actually pronounce his last name yet, but or the organization put it out. But you know, that's just everyone immediately when that came out was like, oh, I feel like those names, though, like Kekalainen, any name that ends with Einen, I feel like is simple enough. I feel like we get those. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So And even then, there are sometimes players that will let people know, yeah, you've been saying my name wrong for a long time, and I was just too quiet of a person to let you know.
Oh, even in the NFL, Tyrod Taylor. His name is not Tyrod Taylor. It's Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
And he just didn't say anything.
He was just too nice of a person to correct us.
For how many years were we still?
Former Sabre defenseman Andre Sekera.
Yep.
Long time pronounced Sekera.
Mm-hmm. Still get different pronunciations of, who is it? It'll come to me in a second, but.
So, looking back though, Marchand, he scores the double overtime winner. He had a really good chance in the first overtime where he's stopped on a great save by Stuart Skinner coming across. But then he finds the puck again. As Skinner is lifting his pad, he sneaks it under there, but not all the way. Its trajectory changes just slightly so that it hits the post.
Oh.
And then it's cleared out by Klingberg. And that was an incredible play on both ends. How does Marchand manage to find his way to get to that puck, shovel it underneath the pad like that, and then it just goes right to the post? Annoyingly so if you're him.
I would be annoyed.
I'd be like, how am I not ending this game right now? And
it's because the hockey gods want it to continue. They want... that's what it is at that point.
This game is madness, especially with the fact that, like, again, 17 seconds left. Perry scores to tie it up, force overtime. From what that first period was, it's great to see. I've got my playoff hockey and it's back to form. I guess this was worth the week wait. Fine. Now we got to wait a couple more days as they fly from Edmonton to Florida. I do like that they're playing on Monday. They're not rushing anything. We get quality hockey. I like that. And even though it's a repeat match, I do think that it's going to be of more quality, even for a series that went 7 games last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the strange part about it.
It seems more exciting already than last year's.
And I think it's because Edmonton is deeper than last year.
Mm-hmm.
This is not Connor McDavid willing this team to a Stanley Cup final in a 7-game series. He is dynamic. He's not the sole reason that they're there. That's the part that is really grasping at me right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that is hitting home. Look, McDavid, he leads this team in points. But again, I'm seeing several players on this team with 8 or more goals.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, not 8 or more goals, with 5 or more goals.
Right.
Eight players with 5 or more goals. That was the number.
They're all contributing, though. Everybody's basically taking a piece of the pie. It's not an everybody-eat scenario fully because it's just different, but it's not one guy running away with it.
Evander Kane looked like he was on fire in the first period.
He did.
That's a former Saber for you, just to twist a knife a little bit further.
The prophecy is strong if Jeff Skinner happens to get his name on the Stanley Cup.
Yes.
Like, there is nothing more...
Yes and no. I mean, we all know that Skinner was... You know, he's not this guy who plays in the lineup all the time. He's got 2 games in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly enough, he has 2 points.
I mean, Kyle Okposo
has a name on the cup, and he was kind of just riding on the fourth line.
Exactly. So, like...
Skinner's doing that and less.
I think just... the prophecy of a Sabre being there and winning it's too good.
I don't know about
Reinhart, Okposo, Eichel.
Well, again,
like from the drought Sabres, I'm saying not like all time, but like.
But those players though, of like Reinhart or Eichel, it's great players ended up on a great team
and won
a cup.
Mm-hmm.
That's not very surprising at all. But the narrative does seem to start dying a little bit when, you know, Casey Mittelstadt has already been traded from a team. Dylan Cousins in Ottawa didn't really have the greatest close to his season there away from Buffalo all of a sudden.
Well, next year.
Next year we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Ottawa Senators in the Stanley Cup final next year with Dylan Cousins at the helm.
I don't buy it. I think that narrative is a little overblown. It's the talent of the players that left. Of course they're going to do well.
And being utilized properly.
Yes.
With other pieces around them.
Yeah. So that's the other part of it. I'm not overly concerned about this. And the Sabres do have their concerns. Do not get me wrong about that.
Oh, if you said they didn't have concerns, we'd have a problem.
We'd have a problem.
Because they definitely do. But
they have a lot of concerns, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
But
they're working on it.
It's not even that they're working on it for me. It's when you trade the most talented player in a trade, it's often going to look bad for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Because
it's just going to depend on what you get on the return.
You need to, and that's the thing.
And the Ryan O'Reilly trade, everyone completely conveniently seems to forget that now because Tage Thompson is
exactly
good.
But before Thompson blossomed into that first season where he really took that step.
He definitely struggled.
He struggled, and that was...
That's what young players do.
Yeah.
And the Sabres have the youngest roster in the NHL.
They still do, right.
Yeah. And, oh, but they've played so many games. They're still younger. It's not the physical prime of bodies. Like, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Because everyone's like, oh, they've played so many... Blah, blah, blah. Like you said, played so many games. They've had the experience. They should be better... I'm not trying to give them out or anything like that.
But experience does not equal athletic prime.
Mm-hmm. What is the athletic prime for a hockey player, would you say?
It's typically from the human body in general, 26 to like 31 or 32.
Hmm.
But then again... The
so Allen's in it right now at 28, like right in the prime.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So when players are in their prime, it is typically in that age range.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Sabres, I mean, Zach Benson is not even 20.
Yeah. It's wild.
So it's kind of crazy.
But. It's wild to see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Go to Jerry. Jerry, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
I'm good. You know, you're talking about the pronunciation of these names. Mm-hmm. The Sabres had a defense duo that we were pronouncing it wrong for their entire career.
That's right.
The end. Woodman and Ludman, Kalender and Talinder.
Yep.
Yes.
That's
a good poll. I like that.
Now, I've looked into this in other areas of life, whether it's naval SEAL training, a spelling bee, making a lacrosse team. I've read professors that have done studies on this. Do you know what the common factor in success is?
What you got?
How hard do you try? It's that simple. It's the overwhelming factor in almost all success. How hard do you try? Do you see Sam Bennett and Brad Marchand trying very hard last night? Can you think of Sabres that really do that?
Jerry, I will say, I don't know if I'm one to call into question the effort of a player. I mean, I've barely played hockey in my life, so I don't really know what to necessarily say about that sort of thing. But you mentioned Marchand, and also a Stanley Cup champion from last year. Sam Reinhardt had his effort questioned infamously after a game once, and he scoffed at Mike Harrington asking that question.
Yes.
He's a Cup champion now. Nobody talks about his effort anymore. It's because he won. Brad Marchand infamously had a bad line change in the Stanley Cup final in 2019 against the St. Louis Blues.
I remember that.
Nobody talks about that. It was a lazy change. He would probably tell you the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens to people. It's brain farts. It's sometimes you're skating. I saw takes last night that Evan Bouchard stopped trying when Marchand was on his breakaway. Playing in double overtime, like, I don't know if effort is the thing there. It's talent. You got to make sure you've got the top-end talent.
Mm-hmm.
And would I love to have a Brad Marchand on this team for like a 2-year deal? Absolutely. Is Brad Marchand coming here? No.
Sam Bennett might.
Sam Bennett might on a longer-term deal.
Yeah.
It's talent. You need more top-end talent. The Sabres have some good pieces. But the thing is that they're good.
Yeah, we've talked about it. The superstar is not there.
I talk about you throw words like star player or superstar around, like in media nowadays. It's thrown around way too commonly.
It is. It's not as much of an irregularity.
Rasmus Dahlin is that game-changing superstar player.
Mm-hmm.
Tage Thompson, when he is healthy, he is a star on this team and in the NHL. And he should be on Team USA.
Well,
he scores at a clip where it should happen.
Look at his performance. Yes. Yeah.
Ready? Jason Robertson, there's rumors about him becoming available in the trade market right now because Dallas needs to cut some cap space up because of the Mikko Rantanen deal. Maybe they're saying we're moving along forward with Rantanen because he's a superstar and Jason Robertson is a star player in this league. So they've defined it as such probably. That's why there's rumors about why is it Robertson becoming available. Mm-hmm. Toronto, Mitch Marner, Austin Matthews. Those are guys that they put up points like no tomorrow. They are superstars of this league.
They just have to wake up in the playoffs.
They have to wake up in the playoffs because your superstars have to be your superstars. They have to be your best players. Your best players have to be your best players.
And they have to be awake during the biggest moments.
That's also what's happening in Edmonton and Florida consistently these last 2 years. Your best players are your best players. Barkov is his best right now. Marchand was acquired here. He is at his best again. And he's playing in a diminished role. Bennett set the record for road goals in a postseason. He's amongst their best. I'm not calling Sam Bennett a superstar. Let's make sure I'm not mixing terms in here.
Mark that with the post-it perfectly.
What I'm saying is the best players are their best players. One of the biggest problems of the Sabres these last couple of years is that their best players have not been. That's Dylan Cousins was seen as one of their best players. Last year and the year prior, he fell off a cliff. Production-wise,
it was after the bubble went on, and that was the consensus of all fans. And if you had told, if you had told your average fan two, three years ago that Dylan Cousins was part of a trade deal, a one-for-one hockey trade with Josh Norris,
well, it wasn't one-for-one, but it was pretty close to it.
Close, a real hockey trade. If even you heard Dylan Cousins was exiting the team in any capacity 3 years ago, you wouldn't believe it.
3 years ago, 4 years ago, you'd probably get kicked in the shin.
Yeah, if you said that Dylan Cousins should be traded. Not the shin you're getting kicked in.
Not should. Would be traded. He will be traded.
Yep. Dylan Cousins getting traded. Again, like I said, not the shin you'd be getting kicked in. Yeah.
You kind of want to take a shower after hearing that. Mm-hmm. But yes, Cousins was one of those players. Wasn't getting it done. Casey Mittelstadt was seen as one of those players. Wasn't getting it done. Two seasons ago where everyone but J.J. Paterka on the forward core regressed. Yeah, that's why the Sabres aren't scoring. That's why they're not doing well. Mm-hmm. Your best players aren't being your best players.
Thompson was dealing with injuries. I think you didn't have your stars.
The Sabres are missing a top-end talent piece that can be recognized league-wide as a star player at the least. I think J.J. Paterka is a good player. I like J.J. Paterka. I think he could blossom into that type of player, a star player.
There's people who think he might that be said, on the move.
That said, if J.J. Paterka lands me a Jason Robertson or a, you know, Elias Pettersson, I'm not arguing it. Mm-hmm. I'm okay. That's where I think, like, that's where the Marner conversation that I've had, it's the face to the idea. Yeah. The Sabres need to add another top-end piece. They don't have problems scoring, though. Yes, they do. On the power play, that has more to do with systematic, but it also has to do with you might want some more top-end talent.
Mm-hmm. Here's my question for you. J.J. Paterka. Bridge deal, trade, or long-term deal? What do you think is the most valid option that you think they're going to go with? Because everyone's like, Josh Norris could be packaged for something, but I'm like, selfishly, I think they want to see if they get a return on investment.
I want to answer that later. Put a pin in that, because we got to get out so we can get to Booty Cheek of the Week. Jonah Javad at noon here on Sports Talk Saturday.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The day I get rid of traditions is the day I no longer work here. Booty Cheek of the Week, Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, Joe Cali.
Mm-hmm.
And you had asked me something off the air heading into this. Derek, what is yours? And I'm like, I completely forgot about the segment. I'm not going to lie. But then I remembered something. Why did I start this segment, Joe?
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It's a beautiful day.
It is. Actually outside.
Won't you be my...
Why don't we go to a beautiful classic?
Won't you be my neighbor?
Aaron Rodgers signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That was the cherry on the top. That's where my head was at.
And it's not Rodgers that I'm pointing out here. It's the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers don't seem to have a vision of long-term success. And it's really baffling at this point.
They're setting up my boy Will Howard for disaster, and I don't appreciate it.
I did want to bring that up with you. But it's more or less the Steelers. They just look like this directionless team that is just trying desperately to stay relevant. And then they're going to pick 23rd or 24th in the first round again. And or like it'll be 20th now because they keep losing in the first round. But like they don't have a direction. They don't do anything to look out for their long-term prospects. They just try to think that they're in this win now window, and they're not. That's the problem. Like, if I'm TJ Watt, I am sick of this. And I'd want out of here after this year.
Yeah, come to Buffalo, TJ.
Yes, please, actually.
Our big acquisition has already a tweaked calf.
That's a one-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
You move on from this. Everyone can move on very peacefully, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
All right, Joey, thanks for being here. TJ, what's up?
Yeah.
Like, that's basically what this turns into. And that's where, for me, I don't know why the Steelers are like this.
They just want their 9-8 record at the end of the season. They want to keep that going. That's really it.
I need to bug John Ledyard to come back on. We got to talk about this.
I know. I'm intrigued.
But the Steelers are so disappointing to me.
Rodgers and Tomlin, though, they seem to have a little bit of a... You know what I mean? The playing against each other.
Look at it for Rodgers. Is it a good fit for him?
Kind of. It kind of works. DK Metcalf.
Decent wide receiver core. Mm-hmm. Probably more balanced than what you had in New York last year, which was kind of his fault.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Oh, it's almost like the Jets.
It's like Lazard and Cobb aren't viable NFL options anymore, Aaron.
I'm now an NFL insider, by the way. At this point, just got a tip. He already put in a call to Alan Lazard to be wide receiver number two on the Pittsburgh
Steelers.
All right,
don't say things that aren't true.
Is he going to wear 12, you think?
No.
No, he's going to wear 8.
He's going to wear 8. There's, yeah. Bradshaw will.
Oh, yeah.
Dropkick him.
No way.
Right.
Before he's allowed to wear 12 in Pittsburgh.
It's crazy to me.
Considering that Bradshaw spoke out about him.
Yeah.
Right.
He's such a polarizing figure. There's no way. There's no way that would work.
I would see Bradshaw dropping a flying elbow from like off camera left.
Powerbomb.
To try to like destroy Aaron Rodgers if he takes 12. There's
It's like what happens to me when I bring up Navy blue
jerseys. Especially the Steelers, a team that is rich in tradition.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they let that happen, especially for 1 year of a player that's 41 years old. So, all right, we got to get out of here. Jonah Javad at the top of the hour. talking about, well, Pete DeBoer. I don't know if he's a good coach or not. He got fired again. We'll also talk some NBA with Jonah as well, coming up at the top of the hour on WGR.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.